From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama was on Capitol Hill today to try to rally members of the Senate Democratic Caucus to support landmark legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the exclusion of GOP lawmakers from that meeting underlines how partisan the health care issue has become.
Early in the year, there was talk about producing a bill that 80 of 100 senators could support, doing it on a truly bipartisan basis. But instead, as you know, as you've followed this over the weeks and months, it's drifted off into a completely partisan effort.
But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it's Republican senators who have made the matter so partisan.
Republicans are being destructive. They want this to be, as one senator said, President Obama's Waterloo, and it's not going to be.
Reid is hoping the Senate will pass the health care bill by Christmas. In Iraq, lawmakers have agreed on a long-delayed election law. The measure has been passed by Parliament, and election officials say the national vote could take place now in late February. NPR's Corey Flintoff has more from Baghdad.
Police officials say the attack took place early this morning when gunmen stormed the checkpoint and opened fire. Disturbingly, the killings took place in Abu Ghraib, an area that was formerly a Sunni insurgent stronghold. Last month, gunmen killed 13 civilians in that area in an attack that may have been linked to tribal tensions or retaliation for actions linked to the insurgency. Elsewhere in Iraq, police say an Iraqi soldier was killed in a drive-by shooting today in the disputed northern city of Kirkuk. Yesterday, police said gunmen in a car killed a former policeman in Mosul, the northern city that's been the scene of tensions between Arabs, Kurds, and minority Christians. The attacks come as members of Iraq's parliament struggle to pass an election law that's been stalled by disputes over sectarian representation. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
Memorial services were held in Russia today for the victims of a nightclub fire in Siberia that killed at least 112 people and injured more than 130 others, many of whom are remaining in critical condition. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Perm residents gathered at the central morgue to identify the dead after a fire tore through the Lame Horse nightclub on Friday night. Officials are blaming a pyrotechnics display. Dozens of other people gathered outside the charred club and laid flowers at the venue and lit candles in memory of the victims. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has declared Monday a national day of mourning and has vowed to tighten Russia's fire safety standards as a result of the blaze. Medvedev is also promising the maximum punishment for those responsible for running the club. So far, five people have been arrested in connection with the incident. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union, Russia has been notoriously lax in enforcing fire codes. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
This is NPR. Volleys of gunfire have been heard in the capital of Guinea today, where authorities are searching for the head of the presidential guard. He's wanted in connection with an apparent failed assassination attempt against the country's military leader. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has the story.
Guinea's government is offering a large reward to anyone who helps find the officer who shot the self-proclaimed president, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara. The hunt has intensified for the alleged assailant, Lieutenant Abubakar Siddiqui Toumba Diakité, who's been at large since the incident on Thursday. A government spokesman said the shooting was an attempted coup. Witnesses reported that Toumba led the deadly crackdown on a pro-democracy rally in Guinea's capital, Conakry, in September. Demonstrators were protesting against hints that the junta leader was planning to run in presidential elections. The United Nations is currently investigating the killings. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
President and Mrs. Obama hosted a reception at the White House this evening for this year's Kennedy Center honorees, including rock legend Bruce Springsteen.
I watched him on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial when he rocked the National Mall before my inauguration. I thought it captured, as well as anything, the spirit of what America should be about. On a day like that, and today I remember, I'm the president, but he's the boss.
So, along with Springsteen, this year's other honorees are actor Robert De Niro, comedian, writer, producer Mel Brooks, opera singer Grace Bumbry, and jazz pianist and composer Dave Brubeck. At this hour, the president and first lady are among the guests at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in a celebration for the honorees. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.